Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, we're talking about eggplant. It's one of those often overlooked plants in the garden, but it shouldn't be. Eggplant is related to tomatoes and peppers. So if you've ever grown either of those, you're already off to a good start. But no worries either way. Start plants from seed or buy pre-started plants that will make for a quick start in your garden. This is a plant that loves the heat, so you have to wait until after the last risk of frost has passed before you plant it outside. In northern climates, eggplant can be a little trickier to grow, mainly when due to a lack of warm soil temperatures. But you can add black plastic over the soil a few weeks ahead of planting, then cut a slit into it, insert your eggplant into the hole at the same level they were growing in the container, backfill, and you're well on your way to soil that will be much warmer than otherwise. Like nearly all edible plants, start with an all-day sunny spot and plant in well-drained, nutrient-rich soil amended with plenty of compost. For spacing, provide at least 2 feet of room between each plant and add a good drink of water around the roots, and then cover with a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch, such as wheat straw. Mulch is always important in the garden, but for eggplant, it helps keep the soil warmer on cool nights. Steady irrigation is important for eggplant to avoid small, bitter fruit. Soaker hoses on timers are a smart and easy way to meet the watering needs without any additional work from you. Staking is another important consideration for eggplant. As they mature with fruit, the weight will pull the plants over and you run the risk of the main stem breaking without support. So stake your plants early to minimize disturbance to the roots. The classic eggplant variety is Black Beauty, known for its large, dark purple fruit. It's a great one for sure, but there are so many other choices to try, such as Pot Black, a great container variety, Purple Blaze, a gorgeous neon purple fruit with white streaks, and White Star Hybrid, an all-white, delicious fruit. Without a doubt, the number one pest of eggplant is the flea beetle. These tiny, fast-moving pests chew pin-sized holes in the leaves. Plants are most prone to attack when the leaves are young and tender. The best natural defense is to cover your plants from the moment you put them in the ground with a lightweight fabric, referred to as row cover material. You can find it at some garden centers and always online. In the disease department, verticillium wilt is the most common issue. It's a soil-borne fungus, so starting off with good compost-rich soil in the ground and premium potting mix in containers is the best defense against wilt. Harvesting is a cinch when it comes to eggplant. You can do it anytime after they've reached about half their mature size. In fact, it's better to harvest too early versus too late. Younger fruit is more tender, and harvesting it then will stimulate more fruit production from the plant. Just clip, don't pull, the fruit from the plant and enjoy it soon, since eggplant doesn't store very long. So that's a little bit of the down and dirty on growing eggplant. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.